So Scott Croyle, you were with HTC for quite a while
before
Nextbit, and you actually, I mean, man, you know, we've been doing All About Android for about 5 years now. A recurring theme on the show over the years has been the HTC One series, and you were kind of right at the head of that, from a design perspective.
I was there.
Such a good phone. Such a good phone.
Yeah, she's got the M7. Look at that.
Yeah. Great phone.
Big fans over the years of HTC's design, and obviously that's kind of your strength because that's what you're doing at Nextbit now with the Robin. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that, I mean, one of the things we were able to do at HTC, and it wasn't just me, it was the whole team that we had on the design engineering side, was really push the boundaries in terms of design. And I think, you know, I guess ever since the M7 and when Apple kind of copied that antenna technology and kind of moved out, now actually I think the general bar across the industry, it's actually everybody can meet it. Everybody can now do the zero gap construction. They can CNC kind of metal chassis, and they all kind of do the same tricks with, like, you know, put a little chamfer on to make it shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the result is that the reality is if you put everything out on this table, whether it's an iPhone or any Android phone, nothing really stands out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's because the general quality level has gone out, but it's because people are just kind of copying Apple and back then HTC. We just felt like there was an opportunity to kind of shake things up there and do something a little bit more provocative. The reality is that good design should be a little bit provocative. I mean, there's a reason that you wear that shirt and I wear this shirt and I've got Adidas on. You've got, I don't know what shoes you have on, but whatever. We make these choices, right? Because we make these choices because we're individuals.
Sure.
And I think I saw an opportunity there to kind of do something that was a little bit different.
And a little bit different it is. So let's take a look first of all at the design of the Robin here. If you guys hadn't seen the Kickstarter campaign that was very successful, by the way, what did it close at?
Oh, I don't remember the exact number. It was like, I don't know. 1.3, 1.4 million.
My goodness.
We met our goal in 10 and a half hours, which was amazing. Yep. I mean, that first day was absolutely incredible. It was quite a roller coaster ride. But I think the other thing that we saw during the campaign is that the number of comments that we had in relative to our backers. So if you look at like a standard Kickstarter campaign, they have something like a 0.14 ratio of comments to backers. We had something like 1.4. So we had 10 times the engagement with the community.
5,563 comments.
Whoa. So there's comments there, but then also in the update, each of the updates have comments.
Oh, and how many people,
and then the emails. We had thousands of emails that people would send us asking questions. I think what's interesting about this is that we believe that the era of, you know, you make a widget, you have a pretty person hold the widget on camera, we all look at that and we're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to have beautiful friends, or I'm going to be beautiful myself if I have that particular product.
Right.
We just think that's a little bit outdated. I mean, you're finding that companies like OnePlus coming out and kind of democratizing Android and democratizing mobile, we think there's a real opportunity there to actually engage with customers on a direct kind of peer-to-peer basis, as opposed to us just talking to them, actually having a real conversation with them. I think Xiaomi would be another great example of a company that has really done that. So we think there's an opportunity to actually bring that to the developed world.
Is that the reason for the Kickstarter approach, or did you need the Kickstarter?
Yeah, we get that question a lot because you know, we raised a little bit of money from Google Ventures and Excel Partners. The reality is that we did need that for a number of reasons. I think one of the things that it did for us is it did jumpstart kind of that two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Great platform for it. There's actually nothing that really rivals that platform in terms of doing that. That's number one. Number two is one of the hardest things about hardware is actually testing demand. You know what? We think we created something that people will like, but is that actually true?